Happy Mother's Day to all our baseball moms, and thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. In their first and second of 19 meetings this season, Miami's figured out why Philadelphia's overachieved to this point. In two games, the Phils have come back from deficits both times. Last evening, they overcame the Marlins, and for the full 1-9, we turn it over to Glenn Geffner.
Well, over the last couple of weeks, it has been a magical run for the Marlins where this team could seemingly do no wrong. Tonight, though, they let one get away, a rough eighth inning, leading to three Phillies runs, a leadoff walk, a very costly error on a drop throw at first base by Chris Johnson. It would have been an inning-ending double play ball, and the Marlins come up short. They lose to the Phillies 4-3 in the middle game of this three-game series. Tom Kohler faced Jeremy Hellickson in tonight's ball game. Kohler looking to bounce back after that rough start Sunday in Milwaukee, which he allowed 8 runs on 8 hits and just 2 1/3. And he was spectacular tonight, went 7 terrific innings, and the Marlins gave him an early lead. With 1 out in the second, Marcell Ozuna did the honors.
There's a ball driven in the air, high in the air to center field. Going back, Herrera looking up. It is up, up and away. A home run for Marcell Ozuna, number 6. 1-0 Marlins.
But in the fourth, back came the Phillies. The table was set with a leadoff walk to Odubel Herrera. He went to second base on a single by Cesar Hernandez. Went to third and a fly ball to center by Michael Franco. So the Phillies had the tying man 90 feet away for Ryan Howard. A distinguished big league career against Miami. There's a high fly ball. Didn't get all of it, though. Left center field. Yelich is under it. We'll see if it's deep enough. Herrera can run. Yelich makes the catch, and his throw is going to come into second base. It'll be a sack fly for Howard, and the Phillies have tied the game at 1. But in the bottom of the inning, with 1 out and the bases empty, Justin Bourne tied it. Marlins and Phillies all even, a run apiece. Bottom of the fourth. These two division rivals meeting in the middle game with a three-game series. 1-1, and Bourne hits one in the air to left. Lowe goes back in front of the Clevelander at the wall. Goodbye! Justin Bourne returns with a bang. A solo home run, his fourth of the season, and the Marlins take a 2-1 lead. Making his first start since dislocating that left pinky, Justin Bourne comes up big, and the Marlins had the lead. That's our All My Sons Moving and Storage move of the game tonight. All My Sons, the official movers of the Marlins. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. Marlins able to add on against Jeremy Hellickson in the sixth inning. Christian Yelich, who had 2 hits tonight, led off with a single. He stole second with 1 out. He went to third in a wild pitch. Justin Bourne drew a walk. So the Marlins had men at the corners for Ozuna again.
Here's the 1-0. And here's a ground ball base hit through the left side. Marcell Ozuna's come through again. He drives home Christian Yelich. And the Marlins have a 3-1 lead on the Ozuna single to left.
And it would stay 3-1 through the seventh. Tom Kohler done after 7 innings. He limited the Phillies to 1 run on 2 hits. He walked 2, struck out 8. For Kohler tonight, 100 pitches, 63 strikes. He left on line for the win. Jeremy Hellickson was on the hook for the loss after pitching 5 1/3, 8 hits, 3 runs. Walked 1, struck out 4, allowed a couple of solo homers and threw a wild pitch. For Hellickson, 104 pitches, 61 strikes. When the Marlins have had the lead late, their bullpen has been absolutely locked down lately, but that wasn't the case tonight. In the eighth inning, Kyle Bearclaw came out and he walked the leadoff man, and nothing good ever happens after leadoff walk. David Lowe drew that base on balls. Then we got a pinch hitter in the pitcher spot, Andres Blanco, and Blanco put up a great fight. It was a 12-pitch at-bat that included 6 2-strike foul balls. On the 12th pitch, he doubled into the right field corner. That two-base hit sent Lowe to third, so the Phillies were in business. Second and third, nobody out, the tying men on base in inning number 8, trailing 3-1. Bearclaw got pinch hitter Darren Ruff to the ground ball to third. Derek Dietrich threw Ruff out, and the runners had to hold. So there was 1 out now, still men at second and third. With the lefty Odubel Herrera coming up, very dangerous hitter. The Marlins pulled Bearclaw, and they turn to their lefty, Craig Breslow. 1-2, reaches out, lines one to left. Yelich coming on, it's going to fall for a hit. 1 run is in, they're going to hold the runner Blanco at third. It's an RBI single for Herrera, and the Marlins lead is sliced to 3-2. And the tying man was at third for Cesar Hernandez. Phillies looking for more. Breslow the 2-1, and it's lined to right. That's going to tie the game. In for a hit. Herrera around second going to third. Stanton's throws offline. An RBI single for Hernandez. We're all even at 3. So a couple of inherited runners score against Breslow. Both runs charged to Bearclaw. A blown save hung on Craig Breslow, and he would be done. Michael Franco came up next for the Phillies. 3-3 was the score. You had men at first and third with one out. I had mentioned that Brian Morris, when he last pitched against Arizona here on Thursday, came out of the bullpen in the sixth inning to face a tough hitter, Paul Goldschmidt, and he induced a double play ball. We said a double play is just what the doctor would order here with the go-ahead man at third, runner at first, one out in the eighth. Morris, the 0-1, ground ball to third, fair ball, Prado to second, that's one, Rojas to first, that's two! For the second time on the homestand, Brian Morris gets a huge double play. Now the Phillies say, hold on a second, and wait a minute, what's going on? Johnson dropped the ball. Johnson didn't catch the throw at first base. They had the out at first, but the Phillies have taken the lead now. It should have been a 5-4-3 double play, a perfect throw to first, and Johnson just dropped it. Well, you could hear the roar of the crowd. They thought it was a double play. You know, I thought it was a double play. Everybody thought it was a double play. It was a perfect chest-high throw from Rojas to Chris Johnson at first base, and Johnson simply dropped the ball for an error. Phillies took the lead 4-3. Didn't seem like that's the way the Marlins could lose, the way things have been going for them lately and winning 11 of the last 12. But in the bottom of the eighth against David Hernandez, they went down 1-2-3. Stanton, a fly ball to left. Martin Prado, ground ball to third. Marcelo Ozuna, ground ball to third. Then in the ninth, the closer, Genmar Gomez, came on to try to preserve the one-run lead. He struck out Chris Johnson. He allowed a base hit to pinch hitter JT Realmuto, but Miguel Rojas bounced into a 4-6-3 double play. And that's how this one ends. Phillies win it 4-3. Marlins have their four-game winning streak go by the boards. They lose for the first time in the last six games here at Marlins Park. For Philadelphia, four runs, five hits, no errors, three men left on base. For the Marlins, three runs, 10 hits, one critical error. They strand six. Brett Oberholzer, the winner in relief, 2-0. Craig Breslow, the loser, 0-2. Genmar Gomez, his 10th save in 11 tries. The Phillies improved to 17-14. They're 9-9 on the road. Miami drops to 16-13, 6-8 here at Marlins Park.
Okay, sure, last night was a little disappointing, but the Marlins have a chance to win their fourth straight series with today's rubber match. Don't forget, since it's Sunday, we have day baseball at Marlins Park. 1:10 first pitch. Kyle Seeloff hits the airwaves from the Clevelander in left field at 12:40. Bring mom by for the buffet at the Clevelander. The first 15,000 fans at the ballpark get a Marlins tote bag, courtesy of MLB Network. And as always, if you miss the game, then hit subscribe on iTunes and Marlins Rewind will automatically download to your device. And always find us at marlins.com/podcasts.